Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
413 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Monday starting off the week here. We will get to a lot of interesting stories this hour, but let's first check in and check out the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, a law firm headed by Anthony Sabatini is on a short list to succeed Alex Andrade as city attorney for the city of Milton. Sabatini appeared before the Milton City Council to make the case that his three-member legal team be hired to represent the city. The Sabatini law firm is based in Orlando. Also in the running for the Milton attorney job is Gray Robinson, local law firm, 258 attorneys, headed by Milton's John Adams. Also, FDOT is holding a hybrid public meeting tomorrow on a redesign concept for a multi-use path along Bayfront Parkway. The meeting is scheduled at City Hall to show the current design and take public comments. And the body of a missing, unidentified 16-year-old swimmer was recovered this morning around 6 a.m. by Daphne Search and Rescue. Crews from from Navarre Beach Fire Rescue, Holly Navarre Fire Department, and the Midway Fire District conducted an extensive search throughout the night but weren't able to locate that body. Officials confirmed the teen had been swimming with family members east of the Navarre Bridge without the use of a flotation device at the time he went missing.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this first check of the roads and weather brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this time every afternoon. Do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog in some areas. Tomorrow, it's going to be maybe a little bit rainy, 30% chance of showers Tuesday, but those will fade away with a high of 80 and a low of 67.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3, classes back in session today at FSU, where a gunman killed two people on that campus last Thursday. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Students were witnesses to the on-campus shooting at Florida State University, and others are just shaken to know it happened close to where they might have been in class.
Honestly, I don't know how I'm going to go to class on Monday. I don't feel safe right now.
And students won't be forced to return today. University President Richard McCullough, in a video posted online, says attendance won't be mandatory, though counseling will be available.
It's okay. We will be flexible and find a way to accommodate you.
The semester is due to end May 2nd. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And unfortunately, had a momentary scare earlier today. It says here, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office says there's no threat after an empty gun case and ammunition magazines were found on the campus of the University of South Florida in Tampa. The discovery was actually made on Saturday, just a few days after the gunman opened fire at Florida State. Authorities say the case and magazines were found in a bathroom near the Fine Arts Building, although PSCO says there's no threat. Anyone who sees or hears anything suspicious was asked to report it.
Okay, a busy wildfire season is underway. Currently, 88 active wildfires affecting over 2,300 acres of land burning here in the state. National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of this morning. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation creating an elevated fire danger.
And also just want to let you know that in about 11 or 12 minutes from now, in our next segment, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Dixon Dub. If you don't know what that is, it's taking place at the Dixon School of the Arts, and it features teams competing in a lip sync and vocal battle to raise funds for the school. What you can do to win those tickets coming up, once again, just in about 11 or 12 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, one Florida beach recently went to the dogs, and those dogs knew how to surf. WFL TV reporter Matt Trezza, he's down at Orlando, Fox 35, with more on these surfing canines.
Chris, Yellowshan's border Aussie Willie Good Dog has more than 500,000 followers across Instagram and TikTok, and this dog knows how to hang paw.
He surfs. He surfs backwards.
Uh-huh. Willie was one of 23 contestants in the 13th annual East Coast Dog Surfing Festival in Cocoa Beach. The Brevard County Humane Society hosts the event with Ron John Surf Shop as their main sponsor. Around 5,000 people, along with their pets, show up from all over the country for the event. Most dogs here won't be surfing, but that's okay. There were also dog costume contests, vendors, and plenty of new friends to make.
And speaking of pets, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a new law regulating pet insurance in the Sunshine State. Following unanimous approval from the legislature, the law requires insurers to disclose coverage details, including exclusions for chronic conditions. With rising veterinary costs, more pet owners are considering insurance for their animals' health care. The law takes effect on January 1st.
Okay, Florida House passed a joint resolution. It was 82-33 to amend the Florida Constitution to include term limits on county commissioners and school board members. Representative Michelle Saltzman's joint resolution will affect county commissioners and school district board members after serving 8 consecutive years. If approved by the legislature, the amendment would appear on the ballot for the 2026 general election.
All righty, 418, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening around your nation today. Also, going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub. Once again, what you can do to win coming up.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Find out why it's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood at WSRE-TV when Mary Riker joins the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 to discuss all the happenings of Be My Neighbor Day at the WSRE Amos Studio. Join us to get all the scoop on this and all the great things happening at WSRE-TV tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. UWF is going to be working on a brand new football stadium, and they got $2 million from the Tourism Development Council. What went on in those conversations? Santa Rosa County Commission is establishing a toll on the Navarre Beach Causeway. Is that an appropriate way to fund the new bridge? The monster plane, the C5 Galaxy, landing at NES Pensacola over the weekend? And the passing of Pope Francis at the age of 88. We talked about all of that on the Pensacola Morning News. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ended down today. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week sharply lower, with the Dow and NASDAQ suffering a fourth straight session of losses. Investors are on edge about President Trump's tariffs, as well as his threats to fire Fed Chief Jerome Powell. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finished in the red, with tech stocks the worst performers. In the meantime, gold is extending its record run and topping $3,400 a troy ounce. Most all of the Dow 30 members finishing in the red, except for Nike. The biggest Dow decliners, United Health Group, Salesforce, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 972 points, the NASDAQ lower by 416, S&P 500 down 125. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump announced on Truth Social earlier today that he will be attending the funeral of Pope Francis. Currently, the discussion for the funeral plans will be set for tomorrow. Trump said he and the First Lady looking forward to being there. The Vatican said real early today that the 88-year-old pontiff died from a stroke.
Okay, oil prices drop as the U.S. continues its talks with Iran over a potential nuclear deal. Laura Kantner has more on this story.
Those talks appear to be moving in a positive direction. However, oil prices falling over 2% amid tariff uncertainty. Investors are concerned that higher tariffs could lower demand for fuel, as consumers are less likely to spend money on travel. The Easter holiday also attributing to the drop in oil prices, as well as President Trump's criticism over the Federal Reserve. The U.S. last week placed additional sanctions against a Chinese independent oil refinery that was allegedly processing Iranian crude oil. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national notes in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When you want to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spots are going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 79 degrees. Degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow may see some rainfall early on your Tuesday, high of 80, low of 67.
News Radio 92.3. The Secret Service is looking for a man who snatched Kristi Noem's purse over the weekend. Of course, she's the Homeland Security Secretary. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was out with her children and grandchildren when a thief took off with her bag at a D.C. restaurant. A DHS spokesperson says the theft occurred Sunday night. Secret Service is now reviewing security camera footage. A suspect is described as a white male wearing a medical mask. A report says Noem's driver's license, medication, apartment keys, passport, access badge, makeup, and cash were inside the bag. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And ranchers in Northern California facing challenges with increasing wolf populations, which have returned to the area over the past decade. A couple of counties have even declared emergencies due to economic losses from wolf attacks on cattle. There's also rising safety concerns for pets and children. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has approved a hazing strategy that's employing non-lethal methods like shooting in the air and using trucks and drones to scare wolves away. However, ranchers remain skeptical as past efforts, such as electric fences with flags, have proven ineffective.
427, News Radio 92.3. Mortgage rates slightly higher today and just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.87%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.28%. And millions of student loan borrowers will need to start making payments next month or face penalties. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Education Department will resume collection of student loans in default next month. Loan repayments have not been collected since March 2020 as part of the federal COVID pandemic response. More than 5 million borrowers are in default on federal student loans. Collections will begin May 5th and could include garnishing wages. In a statement, Education Secretary Linda McMahon says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, I got a pair of tickets to give away to the Dixon Dub. This is taking place on May 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Dixon School of Arts. This is a fun event that features teams competing in a lip sync and vocal battle, and it's all to raise funds for the school. So if you do want to attend this event, all you got to do to get this pair of tickets is text in to 850-437-1620. Text in the favorite song that you like to sing or lip sync if you're not that good of a singer. Just text in your favorite, 850-437-1620. First person to send in their favorite song to sing along to will get those tickets.
9 days of mourning are underway after Pope Francis died today. The latest from Vatican City, here's Alex Hogan.
Pope Francis suffered a stroke. He went into a coma and then died of heart failure. The Vatican announcing that sad, grim news, sending shockwaves around the world. This comes as people mark the man that he was, the Pope and the leader of the Catholic Church that he was for faithful people around the world. He was someone who advocated for the rights of migrants. He spoke about the need for a ceasefire in Gaza. He also changed some of the language and on occasion would soften the language around LGBTQ Catholics, and all of this both earned him praise as well as criticism from people around the world.
And speaking of which, the College of Cardinals soon holding several meetings at the Vatican to start the process of selecting a new pope. They will prepare for the election called a conclave 15 to 20 days after the pope's death, depending on how long it takes for the cardinals to arrive in Vatican City. Conclaves are held in the Sistine Chapel and have historically lasted an average of around 4 days.
Okay, the clock is ticking for Americans to get their real IDs or risk being shut out of all domestic flight travel, as well as some government buildings. CB Cotton has that story from LaGuardia Airport this afternoon in Queens, New York.
Come May 7th, travelers 18 and up must show a real ID to fly within the country. If they don't, they'll have to bring another accepted form of ID. The real ID is a state-issued driver's license with a black or gold star in the top right corner, which means it meets the security standards required by the Real ID Act, passed in 2005 after the 9/11 Commission warned it was just too easy for bad actors to get a driver's license. The travel requirement has been repeatedly delayed. Now some DMVs across the country are extending hours or even opening on the weekend so people can get this done.
All righty. You are listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Chris, just going to let these folks know that when we return from break in just about 5 minutes after this Fox News break, we will have a full sports rundown for you coming up soon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The Vatican is announcing a cause of death for Pope Francis. Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
Pope Francis suffered a stroke. He went into a coma and then died of heart failure. The Vatican announcing that sad, grim news, sending shockwaves around the world. This comes as people mark the man that he was, the Pope and the leader of the Catholic Church that he was.
9 days of official mourning are underway. President Trump has announced he will attend the funeral. Fox's Mark Meredith has more reaction from the president.
Today, during the annual Easter egg roll on the South Lawn, the president offered his support for Catholics worldwide.
We love you all. We're with you all.
Vice President Vance has yet to talk on camera about the Pope's passing, but the timing is notable as the vice president was just in Rome.
Vance releasing a statement on X saying, "I was happy to see Pope Francis yesterday, even though he was very ill." America's listening to Fox News.
Pensacola Navy Days, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. The Night at the Museum Gala is back at the Naval Aviation Museum on Friday, May 9th, and presented by Pennair Federal Credit Union. Your ticket includes cocktails, dinner from Classic City Catering, and an evening of music under the planes. Mayor D.C. Reeves will give the keynote address. Early bird tickets are $120. Tickets for this black tie gala will go fast. Get yours today at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. Since you've been gone,
I can't breathe all the first time. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
434 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Really a fine looking Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. Let's do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
A law firm headed by Anthony Sabatini is on a short list to succeed Alex Andrade as city attorney for the city of Milton. Sabatini appeared before the Milton City Council to make the case that his three-member legal team be hired to represent the city. Sabatini's law firm is based in Orlando. Also in the running for the Milton City Attorney's job is Gray Robinson with 258 attorneys headed by Milton's John Adams. Well, the body of a missing unidentified 16-year-old swimmer was recovered this morning around 6 o'clock by Daphne Search and Rescue. Crews from Navarre Beach Fire Rescue, Holly Navarre Fire Department, and the Midway Fire District conducted an extensive search throughout the night but weren't able to locate the body until this morning. Officials confirmed the teen had been swimming with family members east of the Navarre Bridge without the use of a flotation device at the time he went missing. And the new General Chappie James Jr. Flight Academy is opening its new state-of-the-art facility on Saturday. Located on Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, the Academy offers an annual flight camp each summer and other STEM classes and programs throughout the year. The flight camp, by the way, is offered to participants 13 to 17 years of age.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, two Kenyans are the winners in their divisions of today's 129th Boston Marathon. Sharon Lokidi is the women's winner of the 26.2-mile race in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 22 seconds. Meanwhile, John Courier is the men's winner with a time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Okay, the Blue Wahoos got a win Sunday with a road win over Columbus. It was 5-3. Pensacola returned home. They'll be back home tomorrow over at Blue Wahoo Stadium. With a six-game series against Knoxville, first pitch going out 6:05 tomorrow evening. And here's your latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
It's a Curry three. Ring it up! Curry with a triple!
There was one three-point shot that Stephen made. He was, like, floating off in motion, and we panned over to a shot of you, and you're just shaking your head. I mean, the man continues to amaze, doesn't he?
He does. Like I always say, Batman comes out of nowhere. You never see him coming, then he just falls from the sky, from a building, behind a door, and does some incredible things, man. He's going to be the reason that we do win it all. We all know that, but we got to protect him at all costs.
Jimmy Butler with TNT, confident in the Warriors after they went on the road into Houston and beat the second-seeded Rockets in Game 1 of their opening-round playoff series 95-85. Butler had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. Steph Curry hit 5 three-pointers and finished with 31 points. Golden State will try for a 2-0 series lead tomorrow in Houston. For the 7th straight playoff series, Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers scored at least 30 points points in Game 1. Mitchell had 30 Sunday in the Cavaliers' 121-100 win over the Miami Heat. Game 2 Wednesday in Cleveland. Down 1 point at halftime against the Orlando Magic, the reigning NBA champion Boston Celtics outscored their opponent 55-37 in the second half. Claimed Game 1 103-86. Derek White led the Celtics with 30 points. Boston hosts Game 2 tomorrow. Oklahoma City Thunder, who finished with the best record of the NBA regular season, won their first playoff game Sunday by 51 points, fifth largest blowout in NBA playoffs history. The Thunder struck the Grizzlies 131-80. Game 2 tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Best of 7 in the NHL opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sunday, Brett Howden scored twice. Vegas Golden Knights beat the Minnesota Wild 4-2. Toronto Maple Leafs got a goal on 2 assists from Mitch Marner in a 6-2 Game 1 victory over the Ottawa Senators. Logan Stankoven scored twice for the Hurricanes. Carolina beat New Jersey 4-1 of the series opener. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And John Cena, now the record holder of the most Wrestling World titles in history. Cena defeated WWE champion Cody Rhodes to claim his 17th world title at Night 2 of WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas on Sunday. The actor and wrestling legend surpassed Ric Flair for the most world title wins as the two were tied at 16. Cena's operating as a heel, which is meant to garner negative responses from fans after operating as a crowd favorite babyface for most of his career, and he will retire in December.
The official venues for the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Games have been revealed. Christian Goodwin has the details from Los Angeles.
Lucasfilm confirmed Ryan Gosling will lead Star Wars Starfighter with Sean Levy directing. The film begins production this fall with a theatrical release set for May 28, 2027. Gosling appeared on stage with Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy in Tokyo to make the announcement. The standalone film focuses on new characters and is set approximately 5 years after the rise of Skywalker. This marks Levy's directorial follow-up to the $1.3 billion box office smash Deadpool and Wolverine. Starfighter will release just over a year after the next Star Wars theatrical feature, The Mandalorian and Grogu, which hits theaters May 22nd, 2026. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And we got the NBA playoffs continuing this evening. Starting at 6:30 on TNT, True TV, and on Max, we've got the Pistons and Knicks. New York leads that series 1-0. Pistons trying to tie it up tonight. Also at 9 on the same stations after that, we got the Clippers and Nuggets. Man, that was a great game one. Nuggets won, I believe it was 112-110 in overtime to get the 1-0 edge. So Clippers trying to settle that score as well.
And if you're having a gambling problem, a lot of sports activity you might be betting on, the American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public nuisance.
All righty, and last but not least for your sports segment, we got your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute brought to you by Fisher Investments. In Game 1 entering the fourth quarter, the Pistons looked like they were in control. Then 11 unexpected fourth quarter points off the Knicks bench from Cameron Payne happened, and Jalen Brunson got going, finishing the contest with 34 points. And through all that, the Knicks had a remarkable 21-0 fourth quarter run, and New York took a 1-0 series lead. I think the fun times against Detroit won't stop here for New York, as I love the Knicks to take a commanding 2-0 series lead tonight at Madison Square Garden. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, the wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery trial. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was a partner in crime with her husband, a go-between demanding and collecting bribery payments. Her husband was already found guilty on similar charges and will report to prison to serve an 11-year sentence in June. That's the same month Nadine will learn her fate.
Okay, DHL Express is suspending global shipments worth more than $800 to American consumers. Deborah Valentine has more on the report.
As for the vice president's meeting with the Holy Father yesterday, it was brief but impactful. Vice President Vance, he converted to Catholicism in 2019, making him the highest-ranking Catholic official. He posted this morning on the Pope's passing, quote, "I just learned of the passing of Pope Francis. My heart goes out to millions of Christians all over the world who loved him. I was happy to see him yesterday, though he was obviously very ill. But I'll always remember him for the below homily he gave in the very early days of COVID. It was really quite beautiful. May God rest his soul." Now that 2020 homily he referenced there had to do with mortal fears and God's ability to soothe. Yesterday, Vance told Pope Francis that he prayed for him daily. The Pope gifted the vice president chocolate Easter eggs for his three children.
The multinational logistics company says the suspension, which includes shipments from Hong Kong, is due to U.S. customs regulatory changes. DHL says it's a temporary measure. The company said the decision was made in response to new U.S. customs rules. The rules require formal entry processing on all shipments worth more than $800. The minimum was $2,500 before a change was announced on April 5th. DHL said business-to-business shipments would continue but could face delays. Shipments worth less than $800 to either businesses or consumers are not impacted by the changes. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti wants to end Google's search monopoly. He's leading a coalition that's proposing a package of remedies to end the tech giant's illegal monopoly and restore competition. Google and the U.S. government faced off today in court, and the hearing is expected to last around 3 weeks.
Okay, a very special reenlistment ceremony was held at the Pentagon recently, and Kevin Urinsky has more on the story.
Congressional Medal of Honor recipient Sergeant Dakota Meyer reenlisted in the Marine Corps Reserves, 15 years since first leaving the service, and 16 years since the actions in Afghanistan, which earned him the medal. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Meyer is a great example for today's generation.
It's one thing to give speeches. It's another thing to say, I'm going to raise my right hand and enlist to continue to do the thing I did at the highest possible level.
Sergeant Meyer says the motivation to re-enlist is actually very simple.
I didn't want to do it because of the rank. I didn't want to do it for recognition. I just did it because the mission never left me.
Adding,
I just love this country.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. That's expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some issues on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Looking at the weather, 79 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Some patchy fog in the areas throughout this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a little bit rainy early on, high of 80, low of 67.
Here's today's business news.
446 News Radio 92.3. Lawyers for Google back in court again today for the final phase of their antitrust trial as the Department of Justice looks to break up the tech giant. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
Last summer, a judge ruled with the Department of Justice, finding Google guilty of maintaining its monopoly over online searches by paying web browsers and phone manufacturers to be the default search engine. District Judge Amit Mehta saying in this decision, quote, "Google is a monopolist and it has acted as one to maintain its monopoly. Now that the courts have established there's a monopoly, this trial will now determine what to do about it, with both sides arguing what the right remedy is. Google is expected to appeal the initial ruling, but they can't do so until the trial has been completed. The Department of Justice's remedy will include that Google needs to stop making these payments to phone manufacturers and to call for Google to spin off Chrome.
and Instagram using AI in order to crack down on teens lying about their age. Its parent company, Meta, announced today that it's currently in the testing phase in the U.S. The software is designed to find accounts that are believed to be teenage profiles, which would then put them into the teen account settings. The tech giant says it's been using AI to verify ages for a while now, but this is the first time that this specific method is being used.
Yeah, Instagram went on to kind of add a little bit to this. CJ Papa explains why.
The social media platform searching for kids pretending to be adults by lying about their ages on the app. Its parent company, Meta, says Instagram will use AI to proactively scan for accounts it believes belongs to teens, even if they have entered an adult birthday when signing up. Kids caught lying will see their accounts automatically switched to a teen account, which are private by default. Private messages are restricted, so teens can only receive them from people they follow or are connected to. Kids of that age also get notifications if they are on Instagram for more than 60 minutes, and a sleep mode will be enabled that turns off notifications and sends auto replies to direct messages from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And economic optimism low among bankers and supply managers in the Plains and Midwest. That's according to multiple surveys from Creighton University. Recently announced tariffs are reportedly hurting the economic outlook for supply managers. Meanwhile, bankers in the region are bracing for an underperforming season in the agriculture industry.
Okay, the federal government taking aim at Uber. Here's Fox's Hillary Barsky.
The Federal Trade Commission claims the ride-sharing giant misled customers who were charged for its Uber One subscription service without their consent. FTC Chair Andrew Ferguson says Americans are tired of getting signed up for unwanted subscriptions that seem impossible to cancel. The FTC alleges that Uber's deceptive billing and cancellation practices violates laws which require online retailers to disclose the terms of the service, obtain consumers' consent that they are charged for the services, and provide a simple way to cancel a recurring subscription. An Uber spokesperson said the company is disappointed by the FTC's complaint, but is confident the courts will side with Uber's position. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the Trump administration planning to pull an additional $1 billion in funding from Harvard. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The potential latest pulling of funds for health research comes as the White House wants the school to give it access to reports on anti-Muslim bias and anti-Semitism on campus. In a letter sent Saturday from the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights to Harvard's leadership, the administration said all reports created by school task forces must be turned over, and that includes unreleased drafts.
The U.S. and China have escalated their trade war as the Trump administration meets with several countries to discuss trade deals. Here's Grady Trimble with more from the White House.
Some experts are warning that China might be trying to privately strike trade deals of its own with countries in Europe, for example. And the idea here would be that Beijing would go to them and try to offer them something that they couldn't refuse, thereby leaving the U.S. out of the picture. But President Trump was asked by a reporter about how talks are going with Europe at the Easter egg roll. He seems optimistic.
I think we're doing really well. We're all set. There's a little transition, and that's going to happen. But ultimately, we're going to be the strongest that we've ever been as a nation.
Big question is how long that transition period is going to last.
And this week marks the 15th anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig explosion. 11 people were killed and more than 100 million gallons of crude oil leaked into the Gulf of Mexico, well, then the Gulf of Mexico, much of which floated to the Louisiana coastline, which is still feeling the effects. A newly released report by the conservation nonprofit Oceana found that impacts to wildlife habitat and the humans who rushed to help were more severe than most anticipated.
4:50, 10 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Katy Perry's spaceflight sparked a fast food fight. Michelle Polino explains why.
Katy Perry's space flight aboard a Blue Origin craft on Monday lit up social media after the pop star landed. The social media account Popcrave tweeted that Perry had returned from space, prompting the official Wendy's account to write a controversial post. Responding on X, "Can we send her back?" The joke didn't land well with Perry's team, telling People magazine this was a billion-dollar brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. Wendy's responded to the original post in a statement that read, "We always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out-of-this-world talent." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, that was odd. Last but not least, here's Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now.
The Federal Trade Commission today sued Uber, accusing the ride-hailing and delivery company of deceptive billing and cancellation practices that are tied directly to its subscription service. The agency claims Uber violated federal law by providing misleading information about its Uber One subscription service, failing to provide a simple way for users to cancel their membership, charging them without consent. President Donald Trump is ratcheting up his pressure campaign on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, calling him a, quote, major loser, warning that the U.S. economy could slow down unless interest rates are lowered immediately. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today during the first trading session of the week, with the Dow falling more than 970 points. The S&P was off 124, and the NASDAQ lost more than 410. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit above 63 a barrel. That's your money now.
All righty, 452. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a couple minutes here when we return, we'll get some more frivolous headlines for you, some pop culture notes as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week we're talking about crawfish, i.e., and how you can nominate a hospitality hero, plus the benefit that tourism has on our community.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, one final check of the roads and weather for you here. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. First things first, we did get a texter letting us know there was some traffic backups on Highway 90, and there is an accident reported in that area. This is going to be if you are traveling either east or westbound towards East Spencer Field Road. Got congestion in both directions right there. Outside of that, it's just some traffic in the usual spots. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for weather, let's see, 79 degrees, low of 68 tonight. As for tomorrow, going to be high of 80, low of 67, going to have some rainfall early in your Tuesday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, an apartment from a long-running hit show is hit the market. Lillian Wu has a report.
Fans of the marvelous Mrs. Maisel now have a chance at her marvelous digs.
What was the wedding gift?
A wedding gift to a married couple, a gift for you and Miriam. You say there's no longer a couple? Fine, I'll take it back.
The posh apartment in real life is now on the market for $1.75 million. The Classic Six in Manhattan's Morningside Heights, available for the first time in more than 30 years, features 11-foot ceilings, 3 bedrooms, 2 fireplaces, and views of the Hudson River. In the Strathmore, built in 1909, which plays the exterior of the building. The interiors were actually created on a soundstage. Woody Allen's Deconstructing Harry was also filmed at the building. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Chris, are you a fan of moose? And I don't mean like the dessert. I mean like the animal.
No feelings. One.
You're like, they're all right.
No
sure.
Feelings.
Well, Sweden's hit reality show is live and offers viewers great nature shots. It's called The Great Moose Migration. It began airing Tuesday on Sweden's public service television, SVT. The live stream follows the moose migration on a path that they have taken for thousands of years to summer grazing pastures. The show airs nonstop for 20 days, following the moose with remote cameras and drones as they make their way. Now, you may think, who's watching this? Well, last year's stream drew in 9 million viewers. So I guess if you're so inclined.
457 News Radio 92.3. There is a new number one at the movie box office from the weekend. Kathleen Maloney has the details.
Sinners, an R-rated vampire-themed movie from star Michael P. Jordan and director Ryan Coogler, earned $46.6 million to become the top-earning film.
Careful, boy. You're going to bite off more than you can chew.
Not far behind was the top earner the last 2 weeks, Minecraft movie.
They want me to fight the chicken?
Chicken jockey!
The video game adaptation starring Jason Momoa and Jack Black made another $41.3 million. This weekend is the year's biggest so far, with $344 million in domestic box office receipts. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And Hayden Christensen returning to the ways of the Force. Christensen confirmed Friday at the Star Wars celebration in Tokyo he will be reprising his role as Anakin Skywalker for the second season of the Disney Plus series Ahsoka. He debuted as the iconic Jedi in 2002's Star Wars Attack of the Clones and its follow-up, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith in 2005. He's also appeared as both Skywalker and Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series on Disney+, as well as in Ahsoka Season 1.
Okay, we talked about the movies. Broadway now is turned upside down this past weekend. Michelle Polino has the update.
Stranger Things, The First Shadow, brings the upside down to the Broadway stage. Set in 1959, decades before the Netflix series, the play takes fans back to a time when Hawkins seemed normal. The story follows teenage versions of familiar characters. Jim Hopper, the rebellious son of the police chief. Joyce Maldonado, later Joyce Byers, a theater-loving extrovert. And Henry Creel, the mysterious new kid looking for a fresh start. Dark twists, bloody noses, and telekinetic powers emerge as the sinister Upside Down begins its creep into Hawkins. The production reveals the backstory of the characters fans have come to know decades later. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, ECOA reported a 3,100-gallon sewage leak over the weekend on Hamilton Crossing Drive in the Hamilton Crossing subdivision. This is right off East Kingsfield Road. Saturday, the flow entered a nearby storm drain. 400 gallons was recovered by ECOA, and that was some good information there. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more continuing news on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.